Welcome to How We Grow, an essential playbook to grow and scale your vacation rental business with advice and insights from the best in the biz, with your host, Lynell Gordon. Welcome to How We Grow, the Vacation Rental Show. This is a special edition we're having with Tiffany Edwards. Now, everybody in the vacation rental industry knows Tiffany. If you've ever been to VRMA, you've met Tiffany. Tiffany, tell us about yourself, since this is like an on-the-fly kind of thing we're doing.
Yeah, sure. So I like to call myself a ghost to some extent. So I have been in vacation rentals, was born and raised. My husband and I have several vacation rental operations throughout the country. But a lot of my background actually comes from the lobbying world. I was a lobbyist for several years. I've also worked for several elected officials in leadership positions, and I've worked on several campaigns. So most of my time spent has been in the Florida area, but I've worked on short-term rental regulations, vacation rental regulations throughout the country. And most recently was director of donor services for VRMA and provided consulting work for them under growing of their advocacy fund and special projects to help enhance the industry and government relations.
So this is a kind of like last minute thing because of what's happening. I got an email day before yesterday in the afternoon about something happening in Florida, very important. I just got back from Europe 3 days ago. So I texted Scott Leggett and I said, is this something we need to do a podcast on? He's like, yes. And sooner than later, will you please get in touch with Tiffany? So I think I texted you this morning and you're like, yes, I will do it. So this is a really important issue. Now, Tiffany, I want you to come back and talk to us on the show. So now that I've got you on the spot, please come back. So maybe next week we can do a fuller version. But this is important and it's time sensitive. So tell us what's happening.
Yeah, thank you. So we've been working on this vacation rental bill really for the past 3 years in terms of compromising language. However, in the last day of session this year in Florida, our vacation rental bill took on some language that were non-negotiables from the beginning. And so I want to draw attention to four separate parts and why this should be so alarming and concerning to any Florida vacation rental operator, supplier, or anyone who's dependent on vacation rental industry. And it also should be an alarm for anyone within the country because Florida is a trendsetter spot.
So absolutely.
Yeah. So what we've got in Florida, which is different than most other locations, is that we're preempted to the state, meaning that any local government cannot ban vacation rentals. They also cannot regulate duration and frequency. So while we can have a registration system locally, the local government has been taken away the ability to actually remove that registration because our licensure is at the state. However, this bill allows the ability for a local government to revoke your registration. And we had come into some conversations and agreement, and you'll see us testifying and myself testifying. But the way that you can now, if this bill were to become a law, a local government can revoke registration based on an undefined material violation.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Now, I've seen this happen in other states is the reason this is a huge deal. I've seen it happen and people have texted me and they've emailed me saying, can you help me? I'm like, no, I don't know what to do here. You're saying that a local government can, for any material reason they decide, just revoke the licensure?
So what happens is that material is not defined. So you can have violations as long as it doesn't relate specifically to vacation rentals. So any of our nuisances that we have issues with, right? Parking, trash. So at some point, because it is not defined as material and you have to have so many violations, and then you can go into suspension and then revoke. What that does, though, is there is never a cleaning of the board. So right now, it lacks clarity. So if you were to buy a vacation rental home and there were three suspensions underneath there, right, you can eventually have your registration revoked later on because there's no clarity as to how those violations, how they stack up or how they can be removed, going with the address or to the owner. So there is a process of suspensions. However, it's not a very clean process. And we all know that local governments that are not friendly towards vacation rentals, this allows them the ability to just create attrition if that is their purpose. And then it would be incumbent on us and property managers to have to defend ourselves through the court system.
That's egregious to me that it's not on a state level and it's not following specific things here's the violation if you do this, here's this if you do this. Making it broad language is so dangerous, in my opinion.
You hit the nail on the head. It's extremely dangerous. And the intent of this bill was to create uniformity, and it definitely lacks that uniformity. The other thing that we have in there that we're very concerned about is a 2+2 maximum occupancy. So Florida's a little different. You know, we're dependent on vacation rentals in our area. There's a lot of areas that are purpose-built vacation rentals that have some of the bunk rooms. And you'll see if you go into local communities or ordinances, a 2+2, usually they carve out children, right? So there's some age. This one is 2+2 persons. So what that does is those areas where we are targeting families and marketing to families, that becomes a huge issue because a two-year-old is now considered a person, right? So you'll see in some other locations, you have 2+4 or 2+6.
Explain to me what this means, because there's a lot of people that won't. And for instance, at my vacation rental, I have a bunk room and it has 5 bunks. They're all built along the walls with all the cool animals and everything. What would that mean?
Say you have 1 bedroom and then you have the bunks all along the wall there, you would only have 4 people. And that includes children. That could include a 2-year-old, just because it is not clarified. The other thing that I really want to draw attention to is that because it says bedrooms, it is a bedroom has to be a room with a closet inside, because that's how it's defined a state statute. So a lot of those bunk rooms are just bunk rooms. They don't have, you know, we remove the closet space and that extra space is living space area. We had Key Data run some numbers without even looking at the very strict definition of bedrooms. It would automatically remove 25% or affect 25% of vacation rentals throughout the state. However, we're estimating that it'll actually affect 40% with that strict definition. Interesting also numbers for a 4-bedroom, and I'll just throw this as an example. Jason's been so great at Key to get this number for us, but 4 bedrooms actually impact about 29% with an estimated a 14.8% revenue loss within that.
Wow, that's for the state, right? We're talking about
overall state.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of revenue. I mean, think about it in this way, guys. When we have family time at my house at the beach, when we have vacation time, we have 7 kids. They will not be separated. I can tell you that none of them, they want to sleep together in that bunk room. I mean, there's a whole big area to play with, but that would affect enormous quality of living for the kids, in my opinion. Just saying, they love to snuggle up together. All the cousins do. And especially in Florida, we went to Florida in December. Well, we had a big, big house. We had like 12 children and they wanted to share 2 rooms. I'm just telling you, they wanted to share those 2 rooms. So that again would be very egregious. That's ridiculous.
The other part too is that we're obviously we market to families, but we're a more cost efficient accommodation. So if you think about those cousins and them wanting to spend time together, you can't necessarily get 3 hotel rooms, right, to accommodate that amount of individuals. So really what we're doing is we're going to push a very large market out of the state of Florida to seek other more friendly accommodations.
And you're affecting people's vacations. People love to go to Florida. The weather's lovely. It's a great, and you're right. It's like fashion and coming from Europe. You know, it's like things flow in a certain way, and vacation rentals, the trending for that does come from Florida. So we have to pay very big attention to this. What can we do?
So Inhabit has been one of the greatest supporters and is always one of the greatest supporters for advocacy. You know, anytime I call or have a concern or an issue, there is someone within the umbrella group of Inhabit who always says, yes, how can I help? In fact, someone from your group just reached out to say, hey, I have another idea for a fundraising event, or how can I help, you know, with this? So one of the biggest things is to call in or email the governor's office. So the bill has not been sent over to the governor. There is some time before it is sent over. However, we're putting pressure strategically over to his office to make sure that he knows that this is not a very good bill or solution, and that other compromises should be in place and more definitions should be in place. I believe Inhabit has sent something out. We can provide some type of link over for the governor's. There's a big pledge online that it's an easy step for you to contact the governor, but that is the key. to make sure that we encourage that veto. So calling into his office or emailing into his office and letting him know once the bill is sent over, he has 7 days to veto it.
Do we have his telephone number that we can give out? Do you have the email address or a web address that people can go to, Tiffany?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say calls are just as important as emails. And the phone number for his office is 850-717-9337. And the best email address for him, which will go to his office, and this is where we're sending all of our information, is governorron.desantis, DESANTIS, 2023 at eog.myflorida.com.
Another thing that we can do is, guys, you can post on LinkedIn or Facebook, and you can tag Governor Ron DeSantis with that. And guys, if there's anybody that's personally donated to Governor Ron DeSantis, would you please send him a personal email or text? Because that says something specifically. And if you're wondering what to say in an email to him, you can say something like, "Hello, my name is whatever, and I work in the vacation rental industry. My business is dependent on the vacation rental industry, and we're asking you to veto. It's SB 280, Senate Bill 280, guys." What else do I need to know, Tiffany, or they need to know?
Yeah, it's to continue the conversation of that we are professional property managers. Our economy is dependent on our industry, but also that we come from a place of wanting to compromise and believe in some type of regulation. However, the way that this bill goes about, it really doesn't remove the bad actors, the party houses. It's actually discouraging visitors and families to our area. And we've been a place of open for business and welcoming. And this bill does not continue in that mindset.
Absolutely. We're all for regulation and making sure that we do things properly. We're happy to be regulated. I'm in North Carolina, and I can tell you that, you know, we're a very regulated state and I'm all for it. But things like this that are like you're talking about, undefined, there was a group, it may have been 3 or 4 years ago, I think it's New Jersey, don't hold me to that. It was somewhere up north, who literally called me and they said, "Linnell, I don't have any money. We're a community." They were a community that did vacation rentals. And they said, "We don't have a lot of money. We're just a small community." But they had, the local government had banned vacation rentals because there were a group of people that got together and advocated for that. And they were too late. And they literally lost all the vacation rentals in that particular area. So it's something that happens. That's the reason that people that do the job like Tiffany, those are so very important for us in our industry, that advocacy and the lobbyist, we have to support them. So guys, please, please reach out, pick up the phone, call the governor's office, send those emails. How can they get in touch with you, Tiffany, if they need help?
Sure, absolutely. And we have a coalition that kind of meets regularly. We're under the brand of the Florida Professional Vacation Rental Coalition. We have a lobbyist as well there. But you can feel free to reach out to me at Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, at Coletta, C-O-L-E-T-T-A, consulting.com.
Okay. Tiffany, thank you. Please promise me that you'll come back and talk more about all the issues we're facing.
I'll come back.
All right, because I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to send you a link in just a few minutes. Okay. Guys, thank you for listening. And again, please reach out. It's very important. Thanks again.
This episode of How We Grow is brought to you by Streamline. To find out more about how Streamline can help grow your vacation rental business, visit streamlinevrs.com. Make sure to search for How We Grow in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. On behalf of the team here at Inhabit, thanks for listening.